Cattle farming is an important aspect of agriculture, which involves the rearing and management of some animals for food requirements like milk and meat. Health experts say that these products make an essential part of daily dietary needs of humans. However, when these products will have to cost the lives and livelihood of the humans they are meant to feed, then there is a problem. This is the situation of things in three villages in your local government area that we visited,
where the people who spoke to us conveyed their thoughts using the Ibibio dialect.
In September 2021, Governor Domi Manuel signed into law the anti-grazing bill, which prescribes a 10 million naira fine against offenders. The law prohibits open rearing of livestock and the establishment of ranches in the state that would prevent the destruction of farms, crops, ponds, settlements and properties caused by open rearing and grazing of livestock. However, this law seems to be only on paper, as residents of Ifaikorirang and Ikorobiangpo village have lost some of their community members to the invasion of cattle into their farmlands. This problem was the most established among the issues bedeviling the people of Ifaikorirang, as made known by the village head, Etidong Maurice Ibanga. Speaking with Inspiration FM, Etidong Maurice Ibanga further mentioned other areas that require the speedy intervention of the government.
If I got it, I'm a minium fna eating. And then they try to get them in Ubosi Bunikan, then you could ya go married in 1 million. A bum frang in Yagaru, ya go married so bad on 1,000 who sub came in so pedo. In a bit of kidding and go may have a median bed, you met the mina. Babang bond mugger, you know, in a maid to a bar. No, Anna. Even a gumfu, a bootong bug, a buena, I had any been bum for my yard your call, go for him from one happen and go for that to my me. Ani anak korang benar sendiri buat badai ranyam. Umu kah doy si orang utar, bok. Ya government bu. Kenyi bu kena ngadi fai koridang apa? Kau udah wiba. Si koridang aman hari gue emang si wiba ni dekto. Umu benar cuma gay franjen kira ngomiong. Usung ni dekto kira. Afre fat umu sewan. Ewar kira usung ni nama ibat. Nunggu iba kira ngi nama. Ini masuk hari dek mirim ni nama si yok kini ni nama mai yok benar fre fre usung ada. Fre ni yok si yok fakar. Iya uang mah. Ayam dan deba din tu din mama agba ayong bo fen aro min minye kai song ni kisuri mi bo ni usong de ni ta jesi te kang wet ni ka pido ka mo fon yam primary school but isong ana aro mo agon bi ri wo ha kanu bi ya ri wo kanu bi no no ni ta ni ta mo wet.
The response from the village head of Ikorobiangpo, Etidong Imo Esien, was no different, as he maintained that the problems encountered from herders and their cattle need a lasting solution. According to him, Ikorobiangpo village is not ready to take laws into its hands, hence the need for the government to do all that it can to prevent it from happening.
Did my report no police that get it no one. We solution of a giba. Go that way by a boy looting down. Even it's a neck toy in one. My toy one, Mamma, and gong came beneath my friend. Now I will bet as on it. Did you mind why you? I work in a good room here now. And ye will see for a good girl. Ya, ye bobby, dear, it's an enang. I'm more known the idea. K better now as I have yet bomb venom, the word you got. A friend working them boss of a damn idiot. Me way to you, my young boy. Could it not be a young guy if I got it down me? And I'm your mari across. I do, I wouldn't I got it down. I did be a boy. A mamma is a million. So you got me 1 million. A good man, yena, annoy them. A moisina, my boba, isn't it now?
Meanwhile, some victims of the invasion by these cattle refused to be quiet over the issue, as they bared their minds and called on the government to do the needful.
In India, I get good enough somewhere. You don't get good enough. But police didn't fight. We are can't need it. You got a banana, you can't make a car. Guy, you're my 10. If you get good enough, get on at the end, you'll find a war. Good police. Here, I get baggage. A guy, the judge, I get his head. Yeah, we don't make 50,000 naira. We have to pay that 50,000 naira so that we can do free. Me, don't call your government. Ya mo yimo so machi na ngari bongile ma mafet ke wayo mo sele ma bugu yeme na aba me ko ri dang isina ke kwaibo
Iko lang kasi ito, man to tayo wanda ka na, kami niya ikbe baka giwa. E na nga magibiyar mo, makrabong iwa, robo nung isang. Te ifan se vumfan, kikiro kami mayong ka, man kenang kakat na ikame wure, ntedi siyo yung bugi, se mo enam gifon na. E wuro fanare, kamo fanare wud. E yung arubi ba, ntre, kese di kon. So, ito mbo fon na, kero mbok, na bi nam, jaga enam, kibakak buno boko.
E na nga getwa ka item miye wud, kifay kore rang, ta kama enang arub fake, tutu, item mi, riba. Ta kamera nga ro pino compensation oro ami me benga government mbumbok ya kenam no ena nga wo bon community ba mi because ever fit see nga bon ami e dangi go mi e no police ma hero ndio bolu tena ma tsaka ge gure na police ya ro ba di mo ma wo.
Like an adage goes, when the eyes cry, the nose cries too. This is the situation with the next community we visited, called Ikoriyangedong Village. It is located about 10 minutes motorbike ride through the dilapidated road of Ifaikoridang Village. The people of Ikoriyangedong Village do not have issues with the invasion of cattle herders and their animals on their community. However, they are directly impacted by the mayhem that these animals cause in the neighboring villages. The village head of Ikoriyangedong, Etidong M. Okonisien, revealed that most of the food produce that they consume comes from either Ifaikoridang or Ikorobiangpo villages.
Ibondomio kestre animals, enang in particular yangor gigang gangen. Abiyangpo iwang ibane titi, ke kuon zakon dang no mebuke, akungeru resource onion, akungan sokarar, that is mbo farm materials, aturu awa. Saya asing ini yang kita rumik itu. Dia orang Malaysia yang kita yoda. Kami kurang dah ikut bang boy nang. Nang ini gak noy nang ati kore dang. Abu yor kari uo. Ikor ini arang. Ini demian ke friend nang aru kem bun gang ini. Kem mugu beneri mbok. Nang abika kan. Mewam ngin. Mungmu ikong iban itu orang bok. Awu bur frefer. Mungkong af frefer biara frefer. Ini mirong ini meru. Angin ini sih rokoi bom mo ikung. Emah rok biara frefer ma. Sumbo ya control. Enang amo kini enang ya abop grazing area. Asisten enang amo. Make sure get feeling very well.
Inspiration FM reached out to the Akwaibom State Police Command for a response on the matter, but all efforts proved abortive. Nonetheless, a human rights advocate and executive director, Compact Foundation for Justice and Peace Building, Mr. Savior Akman, cited several loopholes about the anti-grazing law.
You don't make law for the sake of making law. When you want to make a law, there are certain things that must be put in place. Who are you making this law for? What is the problem that this law is coming to solve? At what time should the solving of this problem commence? And then to what extent would this law be accessible to the target beneficiaries? Unfortunately, the Akwaibom State Anti-Open Grazing Law falls short of all these indices. Who are the stakeholders in ensuring that this law is put to use? How were these stakeholders identified? People don't know the content of this law. Now, when you talk about community affected by the activities of herdsmen, by the time these laws were made, was there anything like a public hearing to galvanize their own interests and bring in their input into making these laws? The herdsmen too, were they also involved? I come to see that it was as if any state does not pass an anti-grazing bill in Nigeria by that particular year will not be recognized for what they go to Abuja to collect every month. Because I see no reason somebody will just come and make a law for Akwaibom State and that law is not available.
Mr. Savior Akman further preferred possible solutions that could be harnessed to prevent a future occurrence of the farmer herder grievances in the state.
Solution number one, sensitization of the farmers and the herders on the importance of peaceful coexistence. Because most of the action or inactions of some of these stakeholders does not encourage peaceful coexistence. Two, make this law available so that it can be used as a tool to sensitize these people on how best to go about where there is a challenge. And it will also encourage public ownership and commitment to make sure that this law is made to work. Then three, put in place a mechanism for redress. The Minister of Agriculture should be capacitated to have an access to redress desk in all the local government areas in the state so that persons or group of persons who might have been affected by the action or inaction of either the farmer or the herders can run to that table and get the immediate legal first aid. And that can only be done when we have persons who are trying to understand the cultural sensibilities of this group of people so that you can be able to advise them not out of context but within context.
Governor Dom Emmanuel held in 2021 expressed concern over the destruction of farm crops, noting that the anti-grazing law was a response to the outcry by farmers against the destruction of their crops and farmlands. He had also warned that the law will be strictly enforced across the state and appealed to owners of livestock in the state to abide by the provisions of the law. The question now is, why is this law not being implemented?
This special report was produced by Ohotu Omilabu for Inspiration 105.9 FM.